You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we gather in the parish church to find in the midst of the church the cross. Now, the cross elicits much from us as Christians. But let's look at exactly what it is that the cross can and should mean to us, and how this can be an important day for our salvation. Before we talk about the cross, though, I think it's important that we not overlook rather significant saint who died on this particular day, Saint John Chrysostom. Many of us feel that St. John died in November, around Thanksgiving time. That's because his feast is transferred to that time, right? He died on this day, the day of the exaltation of the cross, which is probably really quite appropriate for the life that he lived and what a significant person he was in the life of the church. Today, brothers and sisters, we commemorate the finding and the exaltation of the precious cross. Many times the name of this holiday is nonsensical to us. If you want to call it the finding of the cross, I get that. But what's with the exaltation of the cross? Why? Well, brothers and sisters, this is why. If you can imagine, for more than 300 years after the crucifixion of our Lord, the cross was lost. Well, it wasn't lost, it was hidden purposefully, but we won't go into too much detail there. Suffice it to say that the Romans weren't really interested in having another king there in Palestine, and so it was really in their best interest, from what they saw, to sort of erase the memory of Jesus Christ. Of course, they were rather unsuccessful in that particular endeavor, but nonetheless, one of the things that they did to try to remove his memory is those crosses were taken away, and they were put in a place, and a pagan temple was built over them. Well, for all of this time, the Christians were in the minority. They were living as persecuted people. The memory of the cross and where it was had been completely lost. But to the fore came St. Constantine the Great, and he began to compile power in the empire, and eventually became the emperor of both the Eastern and Western empires, parts of the Roman Empire. And he published the Edict of Milan, which made it legal to be a Christian. Before that, being a Christian was punishable by death. And his mother was sent to Jerusalem. And when you're the emperor's mother, you know, all doors are open to you. And with persuasion and a very strong force of will, which she showed throughout her entire life, she was able to find the cross. Now, how did they know that it was the cross, though? Because there were three of them, right? The two thieves that we heard about in today's gospel, and the Lord crucified in the middle of them. Well, the patriarch of Jerusalem at that time, who was later glorified as a saint, St. Macarius, decided that they would bring someone who had just died. And they brought that person and they touched one of the crosses to that person. Nothing happened. The next to that person, nothing happened. The third they touched to that person, and that person arose from the dead. Now, far be it from us to critique the sort of observational properties of the ancients, but they were able to figure out rather quickly that that was the actual cross of Christ. Well, you can imagine that that spread like wildfire throughout that area of Jerusalem. Remember, Jerusalem's not that big. Even today it's not that big. Most people knew each other. Most people were related to each other. And so very quickly, everybody found that the cross had been found, and people already it was legal to be a Christian, and so Christianity was rising and rising, and now the cross was found, and everyone wanted to come venerate the cross. But the press was so great that people began to be crushed. And so St. Macarius, being a wise person as he was, he lifted up the cross so that everyone could at least see it. He exalted it. And the people bowed down and said, "Lord, have mercy." And the crush stopped. This is why we celebrate, brothers and sisters, the exaltation of the cross. This is the finding of the cross. This is the feast that we are celebrating. But we call it the exaltation of the cross because, inspired by the Holy Spirit, St. Macarius lifted up the cross for all the believers to see. Calm went throughout the crowd, and everyone was able to venerate the cross when their time to do that came. Now, that's all really interesting historical information, and I think as Christians it's good for us to know this. However, what does it mean to our life? I think we have to look, brothers and sisters, at the extreme, radical irony that is before us today. When the Lord was crucified on the cross was a symbol of death and suffering and torture. But God, in his great mercy, turned the cross into a symbol of life and resurrection and the overcoming of the power of the devil. It became the most important, most ubiquitous Christian symbol. We all wear a cross. And if you're thinking, wait a second, I don't wear a cross. The answer is we all wear a cross. Albina has plenty for them. I'm sure she'll be able to make you a real good deal. Everyone should wear their cross all the time. Except all the time. You should always wear your cross. But my child can't wear the cross when my child is playing basketball. Thus the Lord gave us mercifully safety pins where you can safety pin crosses to a uniform. But I can't have my baby wearing a cross. He will choke himself. Again, I say to you, thank the Lord for safety pins. Pin it on the kid's back. If he can get it off of there and poke himself with it, come to me. We may have to talk to the bishop about a miracle. That's a nice, safe place for the child to have their cross. And each and every one of us, brothers and sisters, should wear our cross. But the Lord says in another place in the gospel, if you don't bear your cross, you're not worthy of me. Does it mean that if you don't have the cross around your neck, that you're not worthy? I think we have to look a little bit more deeply than that, brothers and sisters. This is a metaphor that the Lord is using to teach us that we have to bear the life that the Lord is giving us because it's for our salvation. You see, we are sure we know exactly what is best for us and for our salvation. That's called delusion, just so you know. The Lord is the one who knows what is best for our salvation. And we have to struggle to accept that. This is called bearing one's cross. And of course, we feel that our cross is made of the heaviest lead and weighs not less than 2 tons. And it's so difficult for us to bear our cross. Again, I say, brothers and sisters, the Lord knows what is the right cross for us. Let us bear the cross that he has given us. If we bear the cross that he has given us, rather than being jealous of or envious of the cross that he has given our neighbor, then we can save our souls. But if we spend all our time worrying about the light cross that everyone else has been given, well, we will fiddle away our life here in uselessness and not spend any of the time that the Lord has given us for our salvation. Brothers and sisters, each of us is given our own cross. This is given to us out of the love that the Lord has for us, so that we may attain the heavenly kingdom. We all feel that our cross is too heavy, but the Lord has given us a cross that is exactly right for each and every one of us. If today we can begin to accept that, if today we can begin to embrace that, if today we can begin to live that, then today, brothers and sisters, we take a great leap towards our salvation. And may the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.